You're listening to Aletheia, where I share my Roman Catholic faith and call you to reclaim your life today in a radical way. Thank you for coming here today. I want to tell you the truth. I've known it for quite some time now. And I realized if I'm sitting here and I know the truth and I'm not telling anyone, well, that would make me either a very cruel person, a very stupid person, or a coward. And I don't want to be any of those. So here goes. I'm here today to call you to action, to remind you of who you are and what you should be. Whoever you are, God put you here for a purpose, and He wants you to come home. You've been away for a long time, maybe all your life. You've been living as though He doesn't exist. I know these past years have been hard. I know it's felt like you have just gone through the motions, that it feels as though you're alone, that you were put here almost just to suffer, that your life exists only to get more stressful with bills, politics, taxes, and the only place you find comfort is fleeting memories, is indulging yourself in food, drugs, sex. And year after year, it keeps going. And the things that you found gave you comfort just go stale. You were born into a world that ignored the truths that your soul has known since it existed. Think of the moment where you felt true joy, happiness, and peace. It was fleeting, but for a second. It wasn't of this world. And in that moment, you knew there was something this world could not give you. That was your soul aching for its home. It's time to give up the lies that this world offers you and come home. It must be all or nothing. Either God is real or He isn't. And if He isn't, then there is no meaning. You're just a cog in the wheel, someone to suffer, someone to make others suffer. That's the answer that this world gives you. Not explicitly, but it's all around. And right now, you're in it. I'm telling you, it's time to stop. Stop doing the things you know are wrong. Stop doing the things you know are hurting your soul. Come home to where you know you belong. Acknowledge that it's what you ache for. Beneath your heart and in your very soul, you want goodness. You yearn for someone to love you, to love others. And the only reason this could be is that you were made to be loved. You were made. Your heart and soul were crafted by something, someone more perfect than you. It sounds too easy to believe, but that's because everything in you knows it's true. So let go. Stop the fear, the resistance. It's all lies. And come home. Today, I want you to know you've had a purpose all along. This life is but a moment, but you were made for more. You are not your body. You are a soul. You have a body. It's time today to start to know your God, because He knows you. He has been with you from the beginning. Rebuild your life in Him. Find out about the home He has been preparing for you. Today, do not harden your hearts. get on your knees and bow your head and talk to God. Your soul, once untarnished and untouched, was made after the likeness of God. He gave you your will, your understanding, your imagination. And what have you done with it? Walk through your life. He has been there through it all. And at most, you've acknowledged him. But often, you've pushed him away and forgotten about him. He's never hurt you. All he's ever wanted from you is for you to come home, to tell him that you love him. He would create the universe again just to hear you say that you love him. Stop doing the things you know hurt him, that hurt you. Ask him for the eyes to see yourself as you truly are, and for he who he is, the being that created the mountains, the birds, the fields. Have you ever seen a snowflake under a microscope? If he has put that much thought into a single droplet of water, how much more do you think he put into you? You only exist right now because God is thinking about you. And if he stopped thinking about you for a moment, if he stopped loving you for a moment, do you think you could exist? You're here solely because of his love. You're the manifestation of his love. So, brothers and sisters, this is how you bring peace into the world. This is how you stop the spiral of evil and suffering that this world is experiencing right now. Stop living as though God doesn't exist and start living for him. The way to God the Father is the same for every single human being. It is through his Son, Jesus Christ. I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, Sikh, Buddhist. If you have a beating heart, he loves you and you are his. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Bow your heads to the Lord of Lords and ask him to transform your life. It's as simple as saying, today I take you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I am sorry for having ignored you and hurt you. I love you. And he will hear you. He will take you back. You to pick up your Bible, and if you don't have a Bible, find it online. I'll post the link. Read Psalm 103 today. Read it over and over. Sing it. Shout it. The beginning of your life starts anew today in Jesus Christ, who makes all things new. Thank you for coming here today. I hope this will not be the last I see from you. The next installment of Aletheia will come soon. Be in God's grace. praise the Lord. Ave Maria.